Phone now to Michelle Filipich with Avail Solutions. Good evening, Michelle. How are you?
Good evening. I'm great. And you?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
Wanted to catch up with you. I ran into you the other night. It's always a pleasure. I saw you at Dapper Dad's event at for Women Working Wonders Sparrow Foundation at Kosachek's. What a great event that was.
It really was. It was really nice running into you.
Well, and it reminded me of a race you have coming up, and I wanted to talk about that. It's called the Total Health Fitness Challenge, and I got online and was looking at things as you gave me the website today. This is really going to be something.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. It's kind of the first of its kind, I guess, in the area. DeWitt Township and Total Health Fitness or Total Health Chiropractic have partnered up to come up with this concept of a fitness challenge, and it's kind of twofold: to promote the fitness of it, but to also to expose the Granger Meadows Park, as a lot of people don't know that it's there and how cool and wonderful it is. So it also is to promote to raise money for Case Cares. So it's kind of a win-win for everyone.
Well, very definitely. I hopped on the website and we'll give it to folks right now. My understanding, it's www.totalhealthfitnesschallenge.com?
Yes.
Okay, yep, I was going to say org.
Yep.
And you hop there, and all of the information is there. When you told me that there was a race or an event coming up, I'm thinking it's a race, which would be challenging enough for myself. But I'm looking at this. This is an obstacle course that's really quite impressive.
Yeah, it starts off with you run straight up a 70-foot sledding hill that's very steep. I tried it out myself last week, and it actually takes longer to get down it than it does to climb up it. But there'll be some water obstacles and monster tires and a number of things. I don't want to give it away because it'll be more fun to not know exactly what's going to be out there till the day of. But it's about 3 miles. The course is about 3 miles.
And
so it goes all through the park.
And this, for location for folks, tell folks where this is location-wise.
Granger Meadows Park is located in DeWitt off of Brook Road.
And why instead of just a race, what was the idea behind putting together such a unique event? Just to change it up a notch, or?
The gentleman that is with Total Health Chiropractic is really into like the urban athlon and things like that. So he wanted to do somewhat of a spinoff on that, and it is to just add a little variety to the race schedule.
Now, do you, I know you're a runner, and
yeah.
you train and do marathons and so forth. When you look at this, you've been to the venue and you know what's coming, as other folks don't at this point. Do you train differently for something like this, or how do you change it up?
Oh, that's a good question. It's challenging in itself. When I did it the other day, I was being a runner. I felt that I was a little out of shape for some of the obstacles that I was running into. So I would just suggest people that are looking to do it to do a lot of cross training so that they're prepared.
Now, I guess what comes to mind is I bike ride, but I don't run and I don't do this. Is this something I could still do? Just I would do it at my own pace?
It definitely. Everybody that participates gets a finisher's medal, which is a dog tag. They get a nice Zorel dry fit T-shirt. It's fitness promotion, but it's really just to get everybody out and participating in it. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's like a farmer's walk where you walk with buckets of water and things like that. So, you know, even if you're not out running marathons or something like that, definitely come out and participate. It'll be a ton of fun.
Well, it sounds like it, too. And I think we've done everything but give the date so far. We're telling folks about it ahead of time so they can get ready for it and get it on their calendar and get registered. August 21st, is that correct?
Correct. Yep, the date's Sunday, August 21st at 8 o'clock in the morning.
That could be the biggest challenge for some folks.
Yes, we will be prepared for the heat just in case. We've already got a plan for that, too.
Well, there you go. Registration is $37 and for pre-registering, and then $45 for race day registration. If you've held out to the last minute, you can still come register. It is limited to 400 folks. What are you finding in terms of interest so far? Are people excited about something different?
There's a few adventure races that have been popping up here and there, and as people are doing them, I think they're kind of starting to seek them out. And with it being a first-year race, you know, you have to kind of build up awareness. But everybody that we mention it to has really thought it was a cool idea and is willing to either volunteer or sponsor or participate in some way.
Well, and that's good to know, too. Are you needing some volunteers to help on race day?
Oh, yes. Yep, and there's information on the website as well where you can go up and sign up to volunteer, too.
Okay, and there are divisions, age divisions. I, however, am not going to tell you which age division I would be in. I won't tell you that. But there are different divisions coming along the way, and you can pick up your packets at Total Healthcare Chiropractic, which is on Waverly Road in Lansing, from 8 until noon. It would be Saturday on the 20th of August, or at 7 o'clock on race day. This is going to be a fun event for you, isn't it?
It really is, and if you don't mind, I'd just like to say a couple words about where the money is going.
Please do. That was where I was headed next. Good for you.
Case Cares, they build safe playgrounds for children with disabilities, and they have a playground that's slated to go into Putter Park Zoo, and then they're also trying to build a ball field at the Granger Meadows Park, which was another reason why we decided to have the event there.
Well, that is wonderful. I've had someone on from Case Cares talking about these playgrounds and how they're built differently to accommodate, and they're extraordinary, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So it's going to be a great event for a even greater cause. Definitely looking forward to that. And Avail Solutions, it's such a fun company. I'm on your Facebook page right now, and I just love when it talks about what it is and your mission statement kind of is to create and build relationships in the community by planning, negotiating, and executing events that will empower, educate, and inspire. Michelle, that alone inspires folks.
Well, thank you.
Well done. This is just one of many events. There's a lot of good things happening around the Lansing area, and you're a part of many of them. So I appreciate very much you taking some time to join us and tell us about this event. And I'm thinking this is something I'm gonna drag my daughters to, because this sounds like kind of fun and out of the ordinary. And races I've walked before, because I'm not a runner, but this one sounds like it would be a fun day.
Oh, we'd love to have you, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about the event.
Well, very good. We'll talk to you again about it as it gets a little closer and see how things are coming and what you need from the community to help pull off the great event. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.